Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Since 2014 and over five productions, the audience of one Christian theater company in Guelph has shared the gospel message through dramas and musicals. The company is now in the midst of its sixth production, The Waiting Room, and with me tonight is audience of one artistic director Kim Potroff, who also has one of the lead roles in the play, and Susan G. Atchison, another actor who plays the other lead role. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Perpetuum from the Trevor Dick Band CD New World. And now our interview with Kim Potroff and Susan Atchison. Good evening, Kim.
Good evening, Robert.
And good evening, Susan.
Well, hello, Robert.
Now, Kim, let's start with you. It's been a while since we've talked. So let's give our listeners a little bit of background on that. How did you get into acting?
Oh, my. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that question, Robert. Really began the interest back in public school, you know, plays in grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. Continued that interest through high school and then ended up studying at the University of Windsor, getting my degree, my fine arts degree in performance. And it's just been a love and passion, really, for my whole life. And then when I came to the Lord, he saw fit to use it for him, and it's just really, it has changed my life, as my character says in this play.
Yeah. Well, and Susan, same question. How did you get into acting?
Yeah, I've been, I did my first show when I was 10, and I've always loved performing, and I did a lot of community theater throughout my teen and early 20s. And then I actually did go to school. I went to Humber School of Comedy, and I got a degree in comedy writing and performance. And so it's been a part of my life for, it feels like forever. And so when I came to the Lord, same thing. It was like, okay, God, how are we going to, you know, use these gifts and talents for you? And he's been awesomely faithful to allow me to use these gifts and talents for his kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Kim, back to you. How did you take that love for acting and as you mentioned, after you came to the Lord, that direction of where God wanted you to take your acting and pull all of that together into Audience of One?
Well, I was leading the drama ministries at my home church, and I really felt God pulling me to get a ministry going in the community, a theater ministry going in the community. And I just really started praying to that end, saying, Lord, I'm not independently wealthy, so if you want this to happen, please show me the way. My background being primarily in performance, I did have some technical background, but administratively, those skills were not skills that I possessed. So I thought, oh, okay, how is this all going to work out? But as Susan just mentioned about God's faithfulness, oh my goodness, like it's just when he wants something to move forward, as he says in his word, you know, he who began a good work will be faithful to complete it. And he just started putting the steps in place. And it's quite amazing now how in any given show we usually have upwards of 11 churches or involved in productions. And so what I believe God's heart was for this theater ministry was to bring the community together as brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, not individual churches, which are all wonderful, but to bring us together as a community serving the Lord.
Well, and how did that, all of that, as you've done, this is now the sixth production, what's been the reaction to the productions up to this point?
I think the reactions have been really, really positive. It's just exciting to hear people's stories as I've been a part of each of the rehearsal processes, whether I've been involved as an actor, producer, or as a director, and I find that God has a real journey for each one that is actually involved in the production, whether it's the production end or acting end. They have a journey themselves to take with each one, and as I've listened to some of the responses from audience members that have that I've had the opportunity to speak to, it really moves them. And that's really, I feel, what God has put us here to do. It's yet another way to get his word, to get his gospel, his purpose for our lives out into the community. Sometimes there's folks that really don't care to attend a church for whatever reason. It's a wonderful environment for them to come, a safe place, so to speak, where they're not, there's not a pastor with a message per se, but the play itself is the message. And they can react to that. And it's been very exciting what people have shared.
Yeah. Well, Susan, you've also been involved in producing plays in that as well. Sort of give us a little background about that, and which end of the theater realm do you like to be in, the producing end or the stage end?
Well, I have worked in the background of theater, producing, directing, writing, and performing. And it's kind of, I'm pulled in all directions because I mean, there's something so special about writing a character and a story and seeing it come to life. But I love performing. I would have to say performing is my first love. From a producing and directing perspective, it's really exciting to watch actors work out their characters and the process of bringing a character to life from the actor's perspective and guiding that process is really fulfilling. So, I mean, each element of theater production has its own joys and heartaches. So, but I mean, overall, it's everything I love to do, and I'm so grateful mm-hmm. that I'm able to, you know, do this for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
It's thrilling to be able to, like Kim said, like to impact, even if it's just one person. That's the whole reason we do it. We do it so that people's lives are changed.
Right. Well, let's take a quick break here, and then when we come back with Kim Potroff and Susan Atchison, who are both involved in the Audience of One Christian Theater's latest production, The Waiting Room. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Revive, from the Mike Janssen's Trio Metronome. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Audience of One Christian Theater Company cast members Kim Potroff and Susan Atchison. Susan, the question I have for you is, how did you get involved with Audience of One and get involved with the role that you're particularly in?
Well, I know the writer of the production.
Okay.
So you had connections.
Little bit of a disclaimer. I wrote this year's production.
So one of the productions that I produced and directed a few years ago, Robert was actually, he did some voiceover work for our production. And so we've stayed connected throughout the years. And I recently moved to the Guelph area, and he and I had been having some conversations over Facebook about this new production that he was working with Kim on. And so we came in, we workshopped the show for a couple of months, which was really exciting for me to help to develop and strengthen the production and the script. And then auditions were posted, and I looked at my schedule, and it just, everything lined up. And, I mean, that's God, right? Mm-hmm. God can only do that. I mean, I'm, you know, I work, I have a full-time job, and, you know, I have other things that I do in the community, and it was a perfect fit. So I came out and auditioned, and I was fortunate enough to be given the role that I workshopped. So, which is the role of Linda O'Neill.
Yeah. Kim, in terms of the play, I mean, one of the roles that you have as artistic director of Audience of One is selecting the productions that are being involved in there. What attracted you to this particular number, and why did you want to get in at this point from the acting end of things?
Well, it's unique, Robert, because as I was thinking about how this project came about, I remember really when we first met. And in many ways, that has been just such a blessing for Audience of One, because at that time, you had sent me some of your writings. And this was one of the, I believe it was just a scene at the time.
Yeah, it was a sketch, yeah.
Yeah, and there was a few of them, but this one in particular stood out. And I just really enjoyed that idea of judgment. And that we all come to that one day, that we make choices in our lives and we will have to answer for them. And so the scene was just that actual little chunk of being in that waiting room, shall we say. And that was very intriguing to me. And so when you had so graciously agreed to flesh it out, so to speak, into a full-length production, because that's what we were looking for in terms of the mandate of Audience of One. I was thrilled also, as Susan was saying, to be a part of that process. This is the second show that you and I have workshopped together. It was really exciting to see the pieces fall into place. And reading the part of Raina throughout the workshop process, I just felt an immediate affinity to her. And part of me really hesitates to say that because she's not a nice lady.
No, she's the villain.
But I really feel, again, as we've talked about, God has purpose in those of us who he brings along the journey as much as he has purpose for each individual audience member that comes and sees the show. It's been, my eyes have been open to many different things that I hadn't thought about before. And just reaffirming other things in terms of my walk with him. Mm-hmm. And that's been incredibly exciting.
Yeah. And just a little side note here, one of the biggest challenges in doing this is when Kim asked me to flesh this out into a full-length production, she also said, can you change the main characters from male to female? So that was a challenge on my part, but I also have a number of people that I know that I was able to rely on and to help make sure that I was getting the female perspective.
And this
properly.
Is a call out to the community that we never have enough men.
Yes.
So that there was method to my madness there.
Yeah. Susan, one of the things that you've been doing, you mentioned as you were talking about some of the different things you've been involved in and some of the things you're involved in. One of the things you just did was you just came off of a production with another musical theater company in Guelph. Where you played two different characters. How did you, were you able, at the same time that you were starting to do the rehearsal with Audience of One and doing 9 to 5, how were you able to keep, you know, first off, keep character straight and then also get all of the lines and everything down that you needed to do for two productions that are running almost back to back?
It's certainly a challenge. I have to say this is probably been one of the most challenging seasons in my life from that perspective. I think, to be honest, it's a lot of it is God. A lot of it is just relying on God to, help me to memorize. And the two characters that I played are vastly different, and which is exciting. So there was no real issue in terms of mixing up the characters, but in terms of the process, I kept my focus where it needed to be in the times where I was studying each script, and I think that's I'm fortunate that I have a time in my life where I can set aside to really focus in on the task at hand. And so I would, you know, just set aside certain times where I would focus on each character and each script. And, you know, the rehearsals, the process, like I said, it just lined up so perfectly that they were all on different nights. So I've been, my weeknights and weekends have been extremely busy. But so the nights that I was, you know, rehearsing for 9 to 5, I was focused on that and that role and that character and that script. And then the times where, you know, we were focusing on the waiting room, that's where I turned my attention and really dove into that character. And I mean, each character that you play has, like, they're just so different, and they have different motivations and different, you know, beliefs and different points of view. And so it was exciting to explore each character. I think I love the character of Linda. She's real. And I think that that's really connected with me. When I go to theater, when I go to see different productions, we always search for that humanity. I mean, you could be playing a ridiculous character at times. Now, Linda's not ridiculous, but my other character was quite ridiculous, but there was still a humanity there. And mm-hmm. I think that that's what the audience is looking for. They're looking for, they're looking to see a bit of themselves up on that stage, and that's what they connect to, and that's what resonates with them.
Right. Well, I need to take one final break, and when we come back, we'll continue and wrap up our conversation with Kim Potterf and Susan Acheson, two of the cast members of the audience of one's production, The Waiting Room. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to East of Sinai from the Trevor Dick Band's New World CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Kim Potterf and Susan Acheson, who are playing the two leads in Audience of One's production of The Waiting Room. Kim, what are you hoping people will take away from as they leave the theater for this production?
That they, to quote the play, fill their life with purpose. And the only way you can do that is by giving your life over to Christ. That is my hope, my prayer for everyone. I just had the opportunity recently to chat with my youngest son, and just probably be more clear than I've ever been about exactly what that means and how God, when you allow, when you hand your life over to Him, He transforms it. And that doesn't always mean it's a cakewalk, but He promises to give us life and life to the full, life abundant, as He says in His Word. And oh boy, as I think I said with our first show, there's one thing you can say, and that following God is anything but dull. Mm-hmm. So that's really what I hope people grasp from this, that it's giving your life over to God is life transforming, and you will never look back.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going into this coming weekend is the second weekend of the production. Where can people find out information about times and ticket information and the whole who, what, when, where, and why?
All right. Well, I guess the best source of information is our website, www.audienceofoneguelph.ca. You can get to, when you go to the homepage, you can click on tickets and away you go, order tickets right there. You can also call the box office, which has had to change. So if you're looking at a poster right now, the box office number, 519-824-5939. Or you can purchase tickets at Gospel Lighthouse in Guelph. Those purchases will need to be cash only, though. Mm-hmm. Online, you can do it via credit card.
Yeah, and when and where is it being performed?
It's being performed at Strom's Farm, which is on Wellington Road 32. It's still considered in Guelph. but Wellington Road 32 and Highway 24, it's just an incredible environment, and we're so thankful to the Stroms for allowing us to use their property.
Yeah, and it's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, two performances, a matinee and an evening, and then Sunday, the matinee.
Right. Great. So, yeah, we're running from the 4th through to the 14th, Thursdays to Saturdays.
Great, great. Kim, Susan, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Robert.
See you guys. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guests, Kim Potroff and Susan G. Atchison. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13, look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.